This is the AngloGold Ashanti Sustainability Podcast Series. Time now to talk to Yedwa Simelane, who's SVP Corporate Affairs, AngloGold Ashanti. Yedwa, I was recently at a mining in Darbar. I was at a sustainability conference on gold, and the buzz phrase that everybody was talking about was resource nationalism. It's the number one resource sector risk identified by none other than Ernst & Young. Why do you think resource nationalism is so high on everyone's agenda?
I think, in my view, it's because of what countries have seen with the recent resources boom, governments actually feel they are not getting true benefits from the extractive industry. And I must say the extractive industry and not just gold, because it's got to do with all the undeveloped resource-rich countries, but also in developed countries like Australia. They are seeing other commodities that are getting pricier, and they're not feeling that they're getting just benefits. There's some inequality there, and that the companies are benefiting more than they should. I think a lot of the governments, particularly in undeveloped countries, they feel that the resources belong to the people and for future generations, and we need to balance current benefits and future benefits beyond just paying taxes and royalties, which the extractive industry does. But, I mean, really just deciding what are the things that we should leave a lasting legacy within those countries.
Let's bring this back now to AngloGold Ashanti. How's the company been affected by resource nationalism, and are there any areas of the business that are more at risk than others, for example?
I don't think there's particularly one area of the business that is more at risk than another, because as I said, it is right across the jurisdictions in which we operate. It's very complex socially in all the countries in which we operate. So we're dealing with issues of youth unemployment, we're dealing with issues of poverty, we're dealing with issues of inequality, which is just spread across the globe. I think with regard to AngloGold, by our very nature, we're dealing with a high-value commodity, which is gold. So it becomes very easy to distinguish it and actually say it is gold, and we're not getting much out of it, because in a lot of the countries, it's not even beneficiated locally. So it becomes a very complex problem. So it's not just countries saying this is our resource. There are very complex social issues around it that we need to address.
In general terms, how can mining companies respond? And bringing it back to you, and specifically, what can AngloGold Ashanti do in response to resource nationalism and the whole debate around it?
I think what we need to realize is that companies cannot hide behind regulations and doing the bare minimum in terms of the law, whether it's regard to corporate tax rates or royalty regimes, and argue about percentages in that, because I think we have got a lot of experience in different jurisdictions and countries in terms of how we do business. I think it requires greater cooperation, looking just beyond our industry for innovative solutions. So it's no longer an issue about AngloGold themselves finding a solution, but being innovative in partnerships across industry, in partnerships with governments, in partnerships with communities. I think we need to see communities differently and how we relate to them and find common solutions, and there must be genuine cooperation in identifying issues and finding common solutions. I mean, we are a business, yes, and we are, as a business, it is to make profit and we need to be viable. But in that context, we need to see issues of sustainability as part of the solution that will give us a long-term a sustainable business in those communities. And I think sometimes we just struggle with how we bring in sustainability the same way that we bring in engineering into the way that we do business. We need to view sustainability in a broader sense as being strategic and being a necessary part of the business, worked into our plans, and also just thinking we need to change the way we think and work.
Yedwa, thank you so much for your valuable time. That's Yedwa Simelane, who is SVP Corporate Affairs at your company, AngloGold Ashanti.